face down, over the rope, and out of the arena, towards Yoshimoto. JB stood and grinned.
And that, friends, concludes the entertainment for the day.
Later, the companions watched the disconsolate troop leaving the main gates of the ville, one of the wags carrying the crippled figure of Konishiki, Sumo Star of the Morning. His mighty fall from grace had also snapped his leg bone.
I congratulate you, Jack.
The shogun, Hideyoshi, Yoshimoto, and the rest of the senior samurai stalked off like wounded peacocks. The defeat by the skinny little gaijin had cast a pall of depression over the whole fortress, and the outlanders were left to their own devices.
Need a hot bath, Jack?
Phew! Didn't last long enough to break a sweat. Knew it'd be easy.
JB and Jack had managed to get into the armory in the corner tower before the match had started, guessing that many of the Sekmen would be wanting to watch the sumo champions. Each of them had stolen 3 grens, 4 implodes, with the distinctive scarlet and blue bands around their tops, and 2 burners.
When do we go use the grands, Ryan? How about this evening?
Why not? Anyone have any doubts about taking this course of action?
How about Issy?
How about her? You thinking about bringing the girl with you, Jack?
Yeah, Ryan. But she's not a girl. Issy's a woman.
Well said, Jack. Ryan, it's really about time you stopped coming off as the old male chauvinist.
But she seems to be a child.
She wants to come with us. Knows we plan to leave soon. Sees a hope of getting away from shit air and water and stuff. Anyone object to coming?
There was a general shaking of heads.
You think she'll be able to keep up with us in Deathlands, Jack?
Why not?
You haven't talked about the idea of destroying the gateway? It'll mean she can never get back.
I know. She don't want to return.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Yoshimoto and Hideyoshi both failed to put in an appearance at the lunch table, doubtless licking the wounds to their pride in their own quarters. But the shogun was as calm and imperturbable as ever.
The score lies with Deathlands against the warrior gods of Nippon.
It is the side that wins the war, not just individual battles, who is the victor overall.
This is truly said. The scars caused by the Americans during the ending of the Second World War are so deep that they can never quite be overlooked.
You mean when we dropped the big one?
The big one. That is your name for the atomic bomb. I had heard it called Fat Boy.
Did the job. You started it with sneaky attack on ships.
Pearl Harbor. Frankly, I feel like most Americans, that what happened was terrible, but you deserved it all.
It was the generals who fought the war, wanted honor of victory for the Emperor. But it was the ordinary soldiers and the people of the cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki who paid the final toll.
I don't know much about these things. Uncle Tyus McCann back in the Ville of Harmony told me some of it.
History is written by the winners, so they say. The beautiful city of Nagasaki had something over 200,000 citizens. The bomb is dropped. In a single beat of the heart, over 70,000 are dead, snuffed out like candles in the wind. The same number are so badly injured that most of them will die. Over half the city is destroyed in a single flash of fire. The wretched peoples without homes.
The deaths were immeasurably higher in Skydark. Tens of millions. Every city in the land destroyed. The world ended, turned upside down.
True, Kodo-san. But that was rightly the ending of the world. What happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was without... What is the word for something not happening before?
Precedent. You mean that those bombings were without precedent?
Quite so. We have a very rare old black-and-white film of survivor of Hiroshima talking of what happened. It would interest you.
Yeah, I guess it would.
They sat in 2 rows on stiff-backed chairs in a darkened room. History wasn't one of Ryan's strongest subjects. He knew a fair bit of what happened in Deathlands in his own lifetime, and some of life in the old United States during the last 3 or 4 years before the enemy missiles blackened the skies all around the planet and civilization caught the last train west. The period of the dozen years or so after Skydark, during the horrendous times of the long nuke winters, was a dark age in every sense of the words. There were very few records of any kind, and it was an era of death and decay. The Second World War in the middle of the previous 20th century was a topic of some interest. A surprising number of the books and mags and vids that survived from pre-dark days seemed to touch on the war, showing how it had to have still preoccupied everyone at the end of the millennium. But now they were to have a unique opportunity offered by the Shogun.
I don't know that I want to see this.
Why?
I've seen documentaries about the bombing. Oppenheimer talking about becoming the destroyer of worlds. Flattened buildings, the sick and the dying. Experts with rows of gold braid all over their uniforms like flashy wreaths for the corpses. Explaining how it had been, how it had to be. I'm not saying they were wrong. I'm saying I got real gut tired of it all.
This will be from their side. Their Hiroshima.
We are ready.
After a hesitation, a beam of sharp silver light lanced across the room, illuminating the screen with a dazzling rectangle.
The sound is poor.
It was immediately obvious that there was a chunk missing from the beginning.
It was all for nothing. They say we had lost the war. We should have stopped fighting sooner. The Emperor was held hostage by the generals and had no power. I heard him speak about our stopping fighting, and I cried. But crying make my eyes hurt too much. The tears are like acid. The sun seemed to burst. A light so bright, I couldn't see for minutes afterward, and thought I had gone blind. A heat like a giant's oven door had been swung open. The fire crashed across the city like daggers of burning death. All my clothes were scorched from my body. And then the shockwave struck me like the fist of a strong man. I was hurled against the burning wall of a shack that disintegrated with the blast.
What about your injuries?
Turning her face away from the camera, she dropped her plain kimono off her shoulders, baring her back, down to the shadowy cleft of her narrow buttocks.
Holy shit!
Ryan had seen men and women flogged in some of the frontier pest holes, but the woman's back was unimaginably worse than anything he'd ever seen. There were great coils of scar tissue, swollen and livid, as though she had been sprayed with some sticky acid that had made her flesh bubble into grotesque shapes. Some of the scarred lines ran down her arms, disappearing under the thin material of her gown. It was a miracle that she had survived.
Look at the sores around her mouth and her nails. An advanced stage of rad cancer. Couldn't have been long.
What did you see as you wandered the burning city?
She slowly and painfully hitched the kimono back into place before answering. She turned again to stare deep into the blank eye of the camera.
You will be surprised, but I was not then in great pain. My whole body felt numb. There was little life in the city, many dead. As I moved along, the skin was peering from my body, and it fell about my feet and tripped me. So I pulled it loose where I could reach. I saw places on my arm where bone showed white through blackened flesh.
Doc stood and pushed his way along the row.
Sorry, but I have seen enough. I have seen much more than enough, my friends. Sorry.
What I remember best, and I have heard others say this, there were shadows on the walls, shadows of people. A man walking on a ladder. A child throwing a ball in the air. The shadows were these people. All that remained of them burned into the walls.
Think I'll join Doc. Sorry.
Without a word, Christy rose and followed her from the room, passing in front of the projector, her huge